Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Friday, June 9th, 2023, and the 45th President of the United States has been federally indicted by a UN official. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. Here is President Trump last night responding to this deep state public coup to interfere and block the re-election of President Trump. This is open dictatorship by an oligarchy being established in our republic. This is treason.
Very sadly, we're a nation in decline, and yet they go after a popular president, a president that got more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country, by far, and did much better the second time in the election than the first. And they go after him on a boxes hoax, just like the Russia hoax and all of the others. This has been going on for 7 years. They can't stop because it's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person. They had the Mueller hoax, the Mueller report, and that came out. No collusion after 2.5 years. That was set up by Hillary Clinton and Democrats. But this is what they do. This is what they do so well. If they would devote their energies to honesty and integrity, it would be a lot better for our country. They could do a lot better. They could do a lot of great things. But when you look at what's happened to our country in the last 3 years, we were energy independent. We had a strong military that wasn't woke. We were doing so well. We were respected all over the world. We got the biggest tax cuts in history, biggest regulation cuts in history. And what do? You have a president where an election was taken, got more votes than any sitting president in history by far, never anything even close. And they come after me because now we're leading in the polls again by a lot against Biden and against the Republicans by a lot. But we're leading against Biden by a lot, a tremendous amount. And we went up to a level that they figured the way they're going to stop us is by using what's called warfare. And that's what it is. This is warfare for the law. And we can't let it happen. We can't let it happen. Our country is going to hell. And they come after Donald Trump, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI. We can't let this continue to go on because it's ripping our country to shreds. We have such big problems, and this shouldn't be one of them. It's a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax. Just like Russia, just like the fake dossier was a hoax. You saw the Durham report. You saw the Mueller report. It was all a big hoax. You had two impeachments, and they lost, and we won. And we had tremendous support. But that was a hoax and a scam. And now they're doing it again. It's just a continuation, 7 years, even after I'm out. But it's called election interference. They're trying to destroy a reputation so they can win an election. That's just as bad as doing any of the other things that have been done over the last number of years, and especially during the 2020 election. So I just want to tell you, I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong. And we will fight this out just like we've been fighting for 7 years. It would be wonderful if we could devote our full time to making America great again. And that's exactly what we did. But now, again, our country is in decline. We're a failing nation. And this is what they do. I'm an innocent man. We will prove that again. 7 years of proving it. And here we go again. Very unfair. But that's the way it is. I just want to thank everybody. We are doing something very special for our country. We're putting America first. I always put America first. And that's why we were in a position. Unfortunately, that position is no longer valid because they've done such a poor job. But we're in a position where we're going to make America great again. I'm innocent, and we will prove that very, very soundly and hopefully very quickly. Thank you very much.
Make no mistake, this is the assassination of Kennedy 2.0, but they're assassinating him criminally and politically and taking your right to vote for who you want. Proof they stole the 2020 election. They're doing it now up front because the landslide is going to be so huge. The deep state is in big trouble.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very honored to be here with you today. Well, I knew they were getting ready to indict Trump, but when they did it, it was still a punch in the stomach. And I'm going to do my best here today. Robert Stone's coming up in about 25 minutes to really go through the meat and potatoes of this, because I've been watching a lot of the other pundits and political analysts that are some of the smartest people out there that I know. They still don't get the full import of this, and how serious and dangerous this is, and how reckless this is. This is the first time in U.S. history in our 250 years, roughly, that a former or current president has been indicted by a federal grand jury. Now, if you then look at this Jack Smith character, he's known for false prosecutions. In fact, he has a record, he's a young prosecutor, comparatively, for having his high-profile prosecutions overturned. Now, you think that means he's a loser. No, it means he'll take cases that are so criminal, that are so illegal, but he'll still take a shot at you. And here's the difference. He's planning to indict Trump four times in the next few months. The document hoax, the January 6th hoax, the Georgia election meddling hoax, which is also state grand juries, open, but so are the feds. And they're looking at the cash payments as well, and a whole other raft of things. Now, this is right as the FBI, under congressional orders, released its own internal documents that, indeed, Biden is a Russian/Ukrainian/Chinese agent. He's like a vending machine. You just put money in, you get it. He's an agent of selling us out. Not a Chinese agent, not a Russian agent, not a Ukrainian agent. You put money in, you get what you want out of it. So that document's out that he got $5 million from Burisma, which, of course, his son was working there for massive amounts of money as well. All he knows how to do is smoke crack and have sex with underage hookers. So with this insane backdrop, the same day that broke, this Jack Smith character, who hasn't even lived in the United States for the last decade, he is a UN war crimes prosecutor, and he's been on the tribunals. Because you don't get jury trials with the UN. You get a tribunal of these whack jobs. And, of course, they couldn't convict Slobodan Milosevic. They just poisoned him to death in his cell. And this guy worked on that. So if you want to get your neck broken in your New York federal cell, he's the guy. If you want to kill somebody in their cell, he's your guy. If you want to set up stuff, he's your guy. Then his wife is this vicious libtard who produces all these anti-American TV shows and movies and documentaries, including the Netflix Big Mike special on Michelle. I mean, well, Obama calls him Michael, his wife, Michael, in two different speeches. We have the clips coming up. He'll be doing it. My wife, Michael. So it's all just a big joke in our face. It's all about rubbing it in our face. Yeah, here he is at a military commencement calling him Big Mike. So that's where we get the term. And here she is saying he's Big Mike. Joan Rivers was murdered by having gasoline poured down her throat 2 weeks later. Literally, they said that the people who saw it happen, it was like she was fire breathing when she died. That's what you get. So I'm not laughing. It's just crazy. How'd she die? Her head caught on fire. Well, we're not sure. So, seriously, I'm not joking. Look it up. Can't make this stuff up. So that's all coming up today, but just stunning. Even though I knew it was coming, stunning. So you say, well, you know, this whole kangaroo court thing in New York, that'll get defeated. And, oh, you know, this you know, a president can declassify anything he wants. And they're floating around this audio tape, the transcript of it, where he's like, well, I could declassify whatever I wanted to, but I decided not to declassify this Iran attack plan, but I kept it. Well, he can declassify it for his archives. That's what the law says. It's his own branch of government. And the minute other branches control it, you don't have an executive branch. That's why they've never indicted a president. Because then you're a banana republic. Then it's bye-bye. So Jack Smith, this UN prosecutor, and that's actually him and his UN prosecutor, baby blue and black robes, is a joke. He's on a power trip. He thinks he's doing things no one's ever done before. No, you're doing what they do in Nazi Germany and Venezuela and the old Soviet Union. And so he is a UN stooge. We're going under UN treaties for our health care, UN control of our power, our electricity. Everything's being turned off. And now, kind of a cherry on top, we have an active UN prosecutor and tribunal member. For the first time in U.S. history, prosecuting the guy we all know won the last election, who is, depending on the poll, 10 to 25 points. The polls where he doesn't, these are scientific polls, 10 to 25, that's the range. I mean, a supreme whopping lead on Joe Biden. Never before any numbers have been seen like this. You know, 5 points ahead is huge generally, you know, with two major, quote, contenders. Then you've got him in a Rasmussen poll out of a national field of Republicans, 69% against five other candidates. 69%. Other polls show him with similar numbers. Talking about Trump. So they're crapping their britches because there's not enough mail-in ballots, not enough illegal aliens, not enough people that have moved out of their district who've had their identity stolen to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. I mean, again, they banned Tucker Carlson. He goes from 5 million viewers to 100 million a day plus. So here's the problem here, though. They keep doubling down. And even the British Ministry of Defense said the world's never been in greater danger of nuclear war and said maybe it's time to just go ahead and do a peace deal. But Biden says we're never stopping nuclear wars on the table. So it's all completely cuckoo land. These people are not going to stop. And civilization, as we know, could end at any time. By the way, we've now got the satellite footage and images confirming what major forestry former officials have come out and said in Canada. I mean, former deputy heads of their forestry service, former deputy heads of their firefighting service have come out and said, listen, you don't have 25 fires break out in 1 hour, hundreds of miles apart. Somebody's setting these. And then the government isn't going out and battling them. It's all part of the crisis creation. And so Chuckie Schumer says, pass our carbon tax rules, shut down more U.S. power plants, that'll put the fires out in Canada. No, if you wait till there's dry weather and high winds and you send a team of 10 people out to set 3 or 4 fires apiece, and you know who it is, it's a leftist cult of forest rangers. That's who's doing it. And they go out and they set the damn fires in the all over the country. It's just 25 fires set in 100 square miles in one area of eastern Canada. It's the whole country got lit on fire last week. And remember, over a dozen Antifa members got caught setting fires. That's the police catching them. Good job, police. Imagine who they didn't catch. Remember all the fires in 2020? Just in California, they were running around setting fires everywhere. They're gremlins, ladies and gentlemen. They're gremlins. I mean, I don't know if gremlins really exist. You know, World War II, they claimed they saw them. World War II, they'd say, like, little green men, like, breaking equipment on the planes. We know what the hell they were doing. They just would appear in a green fog and start wrecking equipment. By the way, local Las Vegas News was reporting that. Giant green men popping up in backyards, huge flying saucers crashing. The police said they saw it, too. I mean, stuff's getting really weird, folks. Stuff's getting really cuckoo now. I don't know if gremlins are real, but the Democratic Party and the communists are gremlins. And this is what they do. They wreck borders, they wreck countries, they wreck families. They wreck it all, ladies and gentlemen. There's footage the police shot of the green UFO landing. They drove to the spot, and people said there were 10-foot aliens running around. Everything's gone insane. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DOJ hijacking 2024 presidential election with Trump indictment. We break down exclusive intel on Trump's next move with Roger Stone. Next segment, the deep state's indictment of President Trump is nothing more than JFK 2.0. Instead of physically blowing his head off, they're politically and criminally assassinating him, completing our journey into banana republic plutocratic dictatorship. And that's a mouthful, but that's really what's going on. Not a shred of exaggeration there. In fact, I'm understating how bad this is. Now, here's what's even scarier. This is going to blow up in their face super bad. You're like, well, isn't that good? Except these crazy people never give up. And so this escalates out of control and ends with a whole bunch of horrible scenarios unfolding in different permutations. And the globalists totally defeated, and a very good chance we're all dead too. And they're going to keep holding us hostage, and we're not going to stop, and they're not going to stop. And so this is it. Okay, it's called a war. It's all a bunch of really cocky, crazy lawyers who live in their own weird UN bubbles and New York bubbles and strut around and act tough to each other and everything. And they have no idea they got a tiger by the tail. But the way they do, I mean, that's why Comey looked totally freaked out with Jen Psaki a few days ago. He is confronted peacefully by the people everywhere he goes. It's a beautiful thing. And there's that little political operative that lied to Congress over and over again. I know nothing about leaking. No, the FBI is not leaking anything. He later said, well, I gave it to a law professor and a media professor to leak it. I mean, I didn't leak it. Again, that's like the Gambino crime family saying, well, as the Don didn't order them to burn down that grocery store because they didn't pay protection money, but I gave somebody else the order to order it. Or I didn't give the order for that murder. I just gave my captain the order to have them give the order to murder. I'm giving you an order to tell them to murder. Okay, that's right. I'm telling you to tell them to murder. And so there he is. He's like, well, of course, I mean, I leaked everything, but I didn't leak it. I told them to leak it for me. And he's up there on, Monday. He says, well, we've got to indict Trump. He's coming after us. I mean, we've got to not let him be the president. I mean, he'll get control of the Justice Department. We'll all go to jail. And they just sit up there actually being honest about that. We're criminals. We're all going to go to jail. And so we've got to stop the popular president. We already stole the election once. Now he's, 20 points ahead of Biden, 30 points, 35 points ahead of DeSantis. Chris Christie is polling at like 2%. These people are all complete jokes compared to Trump now. And didn't they know indicting him in New York or having that fake show trial about rape? Civil trial would only make him more popular. People see there, and now a federal indictment. And as people learn that he's a UN war crimes prosecutor and lives in the Netherlands and just came back a year and a half ago to take this over, and then his wife's good friends with Michelle Obama and Obama and makes movies about Big Mike. And they've got witnesses coming forward. They were offered money and judgeships if they would lie about Trump. I mean, this is crazy. This is super dangerous. But again, they've all convinced themselves as a political group they're unstoppable. And oh, they've got the media, and oh, they've got the Justice Department, and oh, they've got the, you know, and they could turn the power off and blame it on us, and they could stage an attack and say we're white supremacists, and they could kick the Russians' asses, and they could ship in fentanyl, and they could flood the border, and they could cut off the power plants, and they're just doing it all as if rubbing our faces in it. They're like, well, we're losing. Well, just bankrupt everybody. That'll show them to love us. And then we'll pose as the saviors. No, everyone who's got a brain knows it's you guys. And so, oh, Jack Smith, oh my gosh, his wife makes Netflix movies about Obama and his husband. And oh, so amazing. And Hollywood's so cool. And oh, Rupert Murdoch's so powerful. And oh, you're so scary. And oh, look, you're wearing purple blue, you know, Klingon outfits like Klaus Schwab at the UN. Oh, you're so magnificent. I never got this clip yesterday, and the deputy head of the EU is like, and we will teach you Americans that you will not challenge us. If you engage in speech we do not like, we will have you arrested. I mean, this is a real quote. So we are watching you Americans very closely, and you will eat the bugs, and you will give us your children, and... Oh, and we're going to cut your daughter's breast off. It's all then you will, of course, drink sewage. And we're closing half the Dutch farms. And Ireland is passing laws. And you will not have any food anymore. And we bring in the Muslims to stab the children at the park. Good, stab the babies. See how you likes it?
Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo.
Meanwhile, all the major universities, Jews run the world, kill them, they're the devil, they're the working lever. And meanwhile, the ADL's Trump's a Nazi, so's Alex Jones. You pull Trump off the wailing wall in his yarmulke and stand him up against a firing squad, he's Hitler. Meanwhile, George Soros loves Hitler, he's good. You know, it's
cuckoo, 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 cuckoo.
And yeah, a large part of the public can't find their ass with both hands. But those people don't matter. They're just your stooges. But the thinking people of every color, race, gender, you name it, know exactly what's going on. And you guys are not going to get away with this. But I'll give it to you. You may just destroy the planet. And you know what? Let's just start over. It's kind of like Medvedev said a month ago. All right, let's just have a nuclear war. I mean, at a certain point, I mean, let's just kill all the Russians and kill all of us. And they'll get me, but they'll get the globalists too. So you know what? Absolutely. Before you cut off more children's penises and everything, God, maybe it is just time to just wipe us off the face of the earth. And if I get stepped on in the process, I'll just kiss your foot while it stomps me flatter than a pancake. But you know what? The children don't deserve that, so we've got to fight to preserve civilization. But I got to tell you, I wouldn't blame God one bit if he didn't blow this whole thing up. But God's sparing it for the children and wants to see what we're going to do in this situation. But I can tell you right now, we've forgotten God. That's why we're a cursed nation. And the feds are crazy. It's a mob of criminals at the top who've convinced themselves because they've gotten away with all this crime that they're going to go to the next thing. No, everyone sees you doing it and is sitting with their mouths hanging open, you maniacs. And all the crime. It'd be one thing if Biden was clean cut and wasn't a pedophile and his son wasn't a pedophile and taking money from foreign governments and all the corruption. But he's like cartoon corrupt and Trump is the opposite. Trump wants power and to be the guy that turns the country around and be the turnaround of savior. Trump wants to be the savior. He wants milk and honey, prosperity. He wants to be the hero. He's got blind spots, but he cares about people, okay? You guys want to screw everybody over and are the biggest jerks the planet ever saw doing well. And you're indicting Trump for nothing while we have this criminal stumbling around crapping his drawers? I mean... What the hell is your major malfunction? What is your problem, you stupid-ass devil worshippers? Oh.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, if we go back to 1776, July 4th, the Declaration of Independence, the majority of folks that signed on to that lost everything they had, including their families. Some got put on prison ships, some died. And John Hancock signed his name about four or five times bigger than everybody else's at the bottom, because he said, if I'm going to be on the death warrant list and sign my death warrant, if we lose, I want to be at the top of the list. And he did that to show courage, not a flex, but to, you know, say, hey, A lot of folks are writing their names really, really small. So I've been very critical of Trump over the poison shot. I know how he got manipulated into it. Been very positive with him on Roe v. Wade and want to stop World War III and control the border and stand up to China and make us energy independent. The list goes on and on. Taxes. But when they indicted him in New York and had this rape Sybil show trial and all the rest of it, I said, okay, I'm backing Trump. And the American people said that too. Now he gets 69% of the vote in a nationwide poll of Republican candidates. He's 20, 30 points ahead of Biden on average, 15 to 20, 30 points. I mean, they're in total panic mode. He is the will of the people. They stole the 2020 from him. And they're definitely stealing it now. This is election meddling writ large. So they assassinated JFK with a bullet, several bullets in Dealey Plaza. I was just there earlier this week. We shot a report there. It's more eerie every time I go there. 60-year anniversary coming up this November. And this time they're assassinating Trump with death by 100 cuts, politically and criminally. And if you think the deep state gets away with persecuting and prosecuting Trump, and that we're not all next, you're a fool. So I am now 100%, because I'm not a coward, if I turn against Trump, they leave me alone. They have grand juries open on all of us. I'm 100% behind Trump, and I pledge myself to get him reelected and to fight these illegal charges and this fraud, because I must be with the man in the arena. I must be with the lion surrounded by the hyenas, because I am not a hyena or a rat. I am a lion as well. And I challenge all of you that have been on the fence to get behind Trump, because you know a man by his enemies, and they're coming for him at every level. And so he's pig-headed. I've got problems with him. But the enemies of this country hate his guts and are trying to thwart your right. You've decided to vote for him. All the numbers show he's our rightful president. So I stand with the people, and I stand with President Trump. So I sign my John Hancock today, Friday, June 9, 2023, as big as I can on here, and say, all right, you guys harass me and attack me trying to make me not support Trump. I backed off Trump because I don't like his mistakes and his pig-headedness. But now, because of you persecuting me and Trump and others, I'm 100% behind him. 2024, Trump, let's go. All right, that's my say. That's what I wanted to get out there. I've made my statement, and now Roger Stone pardoned for things he didn't commit. We all know that now. Durham Report exonerates everybody. And the preposterous idea that a right-wing Nixonian that actually helped arrest communists famously is a Russian agent is preposterous. But Roger, that in the past now, River Mira, this insane crossing of the Rubicon by this UN prosecutor and his wife that makes movies about Michelle Obama and is a huge donor to the Democratic Party. I mean, this is naked. This is brazen. And even Chris Cuomo said that this is America becoming a banana republic.
Alex, you're absolutely right. It's very, very sad. I mean, I was physically sick last night when I heard about these charges. It is a historical continuation of a trend. You're right. They physically assassinated JFK. They took Richard Nixon down in a silent coup. They tried multiple times to take Donald Trump down when he was in office, and now he poses such an existential threat to their entire world construct and their plan for the new world order that they seek not just to eliminate him as a political foe, not just to defeat him, but to destroy him, to send him to a federal prison where at 76 years old today, he would almost certainly die. It is an extraordinary overreach. But the irony here is that you and I are talking about the charges, yet we haven't even seen the charges. I understand that Trump's lawyers have not yet seen the charges. All they've seen is a summary of the charges, which allows the legacy media to go crazy in terms of speculation.
Which, by the way, is illegal, but they never get in trouble for it, including Comey's. But let me just say this again, because I'm interrupting. I'm skipping this break so you have more time. You're gracious to be here, Roger. This is an assault on our country and the end of it. I want people to understand, this is not about Trump. Roger is physically ill because he's having his children and grandchildren's future stolen, and he's in the crosshairs. Empathy is not some loving thing. It's a cellular selfishness of self-preservation. Everyone, like Trump always says, they're not coming after him, they're coming after you and I. This is unbelievably dangerous, unbelievably criminal, unbelievably insane, and you add it to everything else going on, we are in a crisis of leadership. We have a bunch of crazy lawyers who don't understand the world that have lit the planet on fire, that are getting rid of all these known conventions for hundreds of years that built civilization, because when you cross these lines,
You unleash hell every time. These people have committed us to a nightmare scenario. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right. And I think, once again, if we look at the historical pattern, just as Russian collusion was really not about Russian collusion, it was about distracting from the crimes of Hillary Clinton and her inner circle. They were the ones profiteering off of their relationships with Vladimir Putin. They were the ones making millions of dollars in business deals, banking deals, mining deals, insurance deals in Russia. It is the same thing. So they are absolutely naked. They're fully exposed in the U.S. Congress. Joe Biden and his son both took $5 million bribes each to bury the prosecutor in the Burisma case. It is coming out. What is the single best way to deflect public attention from their epic corruption? Oh, Donald Trump and his handling of all these documents. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has 1,000-plus boxes of documents that he never turned in. But don't look over there, folks. Look over here. It is absolutely a strategy of deflection. They are so nakedly exposed. Yet you see on CNN, MSNBC, oh, no, these are discredited charges invented by Rudy Giuliani. False. There are documents, there are witnesses, the FBI and Attorney General Bill Barr knew all about this. They have sat on it. They've done nothing. We do have a crook in the White House. They're now desperate to save him. They know he can't beat Donald Trump in an election. They know that they can't survive impeachment if it gets that far. So what do? We indict Donald Trump on, pardon the expression, trumped up charges. It's sickening. It is. But you're absolutely right. Does the Constitution matter? Is there any elementary fairness in our judicial system? I guess we're going to find out.
Well, let's be clear. The reason nobody ever indicted a president, and some obviously deserved it, is it creates a permanent constitutional crisis where any local or federal prosecutor can become king and take over, and that caused the decline of Rome. It caused the decline of third world countries. This is cancer. This is guaranteed to now create sectarian destabilization and total destruction of the country. This always leads to the collapse of empires. They have literally fed the government and the country a freaking cyanide pill doing this. It is insane.
I could not agree with you more, Alex. We have crossed an important Rubicon. And there's more. I don't think we're finished yet. In other words, you still have grand juries in Washington, D.C. looking at Trump's fundraising. You still have grand juries studying January 6th. There's a constant effort of guilt by association to pull you and I into that, even though we know nothing about it and had no involvement. They want a belt and suspenders. They want to be absolutely sure. Look, I think it probably disturbs them that they have to, for reasons we get into on the other side, try him in Florida, a judicial district they don't have complete and total control of. And that's a little bit of a roll of the dice for the deep state.
Yeah, Roger, I cut you off, so I'm going to skip the break so you get more time. But let's explain that. A roll of the dice with this Florida indictment, 7 counts at least. It's all over the news. We don't see it till Tuesday when he shows up for this arraignment. And then, of course, then you've got the D.C. jury open on January 6th and looking at Trump denying the election, they're trying to say, and raising money off it, that it's illegal to say the election was stolen and raise money to fight it. That's your First Amendment. So let's talk about these different indictments and how this plays out and what they think is going to happen. I mean, because how is the deep state convincing itself?
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Documents. The FBI has been told by Congress, hand stuff over. They have. And it's like, yes, we know. $5 million wired by Burisma to the crackhead pedophile. $5 million to the crackhead pedophile's pedophile dad. All open and shut. And as you said, this was covered up years ago. The same day this comes out, I'm going to show the document, the articles. It's Fox News. Even CNN has been forced to report on it. The same day this info comes out, as you said, they rush this indictment of Trump to change the story and have shark eyes, you know, parading around.
So it seems to me that the action here, assuming that everything that has been reported about these documents, about the whistleblower, about the cover-up by the FBI is accurate, then the only news story that would trump the indictment of Donald Trump is a vote by the House Republicans to impeach Joe Biden. They have the votes. If they really have the evidence, then they should. That is precisely what they should do. This then becomes a game of chicken. Trump may be going to trial in Miami, perhaps in other jurisdictions, but Joe Biden will have to go to trial in the U.S. Senate. And I would suggest, and he's not my favorite guy, but he's a hell of a smart guy, I would put Ted Cruz in charge of the prosecution within the Senate.
Other angles, because nobody's more informed than you on all this. I agree, Cruz will eat their lunch exposing this, but continue with what else this means.
Well, I mean, look, this is an effort to ensure that they are allowed to stay in power. despite the very best efforts of Governor DeSantis and a passel of other candidates, Trump's position in the party has only improved. They've already seen the backfire of the two New York actions. One, the ridiculous idea that he changed business records in 2017 to affect the outcome of the election in 2016. Literally impossible. And then this crazy woman who goes out and says that, most women think rape is sexy. It's a fantasy of theirs. Well, I think her testimony was a fantasy. That's my opinion. Yet Trump is never allowed to show that interview in the court proceeding. So those actions were meant to destroy him. And they had the exact opposite effect. His poll numbers took a huge spike up.
Sure, let me just interrupt here. Because, look, Tucker Carlson goes from 5 million viewers a day to 105 million a day. Doesn't the system get the world turning against him? All the numbers show that. Massive political realignment, not towards even conservatism, but just towards common sense and free market and freedom and prosperity and security. But then what concerns me is, they just keep doubling down with World War III, and it's like they're trying to wreck. Why? I just think we're doomed because these people are still in control, and they're not going to stop.
Well, I don't think we're doomed because I put my faith in Jesus Christ, and I believe the Bible tells us that good triumphs over evil in the end. Remember, Alex, in every battle in the Bible, the Lord's forces were overwhelmingly outnumbered, yet they were always victorious. So,
Roger, I totally agree with you. I'm trying to speak to people that don't believe in God that's worked the system. Can't minions of the system see? Everyone sees you. Most people hate you, and you're destroying everything, and you're idiots. I'm trying to say to them that don't believe in God, you're destroying everybody along with yourself. What is your problem?
Because they actually think that they didn't hit Trump hard enough in New York. No, the reason it didn't work was because we didn't hit him hard enough, that an arcane business deal in which they claimed some woman was paid hush money because of this alleged rape, that wasn't harsh enough. So now let's hit him with essentially charges of treason, espionage, although it would be nice if the court would release the charges so we could find out exactly what it is he's been accused of. He's not even in that position yet. So they just keep ratcheting up. They also know, frankly, that the system is a broken system. Look, I was stupid enough to think the morning that 29 FBI agents raided my home at 6 o'clock in the morning, in full SWAT gear, brandishing fully automatic M4 assault weapons, showing up in 17 armored vehicles with a helicopter and amphibious units, I was stupid enough to think I was going to get a fair trial. I was stupid enough to think that I would be able to put on, a cogent defense. Boy, was I wrong. So they think that they can game the system. They think that there is no way they can lose. And Trump, particularly an enlightened Trump, a Trump who has the experience of his first term fully and completely now understands the evil of the deep state and the broken two-party duopoly in Washington, where unbeknownst to him, half the Republicans were trying to screw him while he was president. Now he's fully awake. And that's the last thing they can possibly afford. A president of the United States who understands who is trying to undermine and destroy the country.
And by the way, Roger, to interrupt you, you've been saying that for 2.5 years, that Trump's re-energized, more dangerous than ever. He wasn't going to run at first, and he decided to. That's what Comey said last weekend with Jen Psaki. We've already played the clip. I'm not going to bore folks with it again. But, I mean, he said, well, he's going to arrest us and prosecute us, so we've got to take him out. They're openly admitting that. So this is just insane. This is so dangerous.
Yeah, this is the same James Comey who, now we know, thanks to the Durham report, was running around insisting that the pee-pee tape and the Steele dossier was real long after it had been fully discredited internally, and he knew it was all BS. I have to admit, I love the way that Jim Comey, who's almost 7 feet tall, he's a very big guy, he's completely and totally intimidated by little Laura Loomer. She just shut him down. And then more recently by our friend Owen Schroyer. These folks are patriots. He's a physical coward. He can't even answer questions in his own defense. He is so epically corrupt.
And remember, they convicted you in a kangaroo court of lying to Congress when you never lied. I was in the middle of it. Everything you said was true because we were talking about it. You'd had sources that knew Assange. Assange was all over the news back then. You were trying to find out what he had. He said it's Clinton stuff. You said this is going to be big. You were literally convicted for telling Congress that you were not talking to Assange when you never talked to Assange. And then now here is Comey admitting he leaked all the stuff on Trump. But it's okay because he gave it to a media professor to do the leaking. That's the same thing as leaking.
No, but Hillary Clinton is doing cartwheels today. She's out selling hats that say, what about the emails? Yeah, what about the emails? Hillary Clinton destroyed with a hammer and beach blit 33,000 emails, including classified information that was on an illegal server, and she was never prosecuted. James Comey gave her a pass. She is rubbing our face in it right now that Donald Trump has been charged. She's out screaming, crowing about the fact that there's a two-tiered justice system. By the way, there's no statute of limitations on treason. You don't think it's occurred to her that Donald Trump gets back in the White House, she and her husband might be prosecuted? I mean, they did sell top-secret missile targeting information to the Chinese in return for illegal campaign contributions. You don't think that's dawned on her?
It's incredible. When they first got into office, the Clintons gave the ICBM multi-warhead reentry device technology that's so critical. So instead of having one warhead and an ICBM coming back in to the atmosphere, you can have dozens, including dummies, so that the targeting systems don't take out all the warheads. Absolutely critical to nuclear war if you're going to have it, to the mutually assured destruction doctrine. Speaking of that, let's play a clip of him. This is when he's on C-SPAN years ago bragging that they fired the prosecutor. Now we know that he got a $5 million bribe. So here he is bragging about crimes on television.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "Nah," I said, "I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, I said, "Call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, "You're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
Now, look at the body language of Richard Inhofe and the other guy. The smugness of them being above the law. They can brag about crimes in public. Pride go before a fall, Roger. There's no way these criminals get away with this. It's so naked. The world's turning against them. Closing comments on where you think this all goes. We should obviously be praying for President Trump, but he seems, do 5 more minutes with us. You got to go, but just real quick, InfoWarsStore.com, Super Male Vitality is selling out, but Super Female Vitality, because women want a different package, is the same as Super Male Vitality. It's amazing. 50% off. It's the last day, and it is the last day for X3 to be 25% off. It's selling out. InfoWarsStore.com. And Roger, how do people find your 5 p.m. Nightly show that's so popular?
Go to StoneZone.live, StoneZone.live at 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central. Today, we're going to be talking all about the Trump endorsement. StoneZone.com, my website.
StoneZone.com. I'm going to talk 5 more minutes with you on the other side of this two-minute break about how Trump's holding up and what you expect him to do, because he always gets stronger under attack. We'll be right back with Roger Stone and then a ton of news after that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.